Hafa day, and welcome to Harvest Echoes from Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Since our founding in 1975, pastors, evangelists, and missionaries have traveled from all over the world to Guam to speak to our people, preaching and teaching the Word of God. We're providing you access to this rich archive of sermons and lessons on Harvest Echoes. Our mission is to help people develop a heart for God. These messages, presented in conferences and special services at Harvest, seek to point you toward the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Today, a message from missionary John O'Malley. It was presented in March of 2006. The title of the message, Taking the Message to the Regions Beyond.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, and if you would, let me draw your attention to verse number 14. Maybe look at 13, it might work better if we did that. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far to you in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Paul starts this explanation, if you will, beginning in verse number 13, and uses a word with which we're familiar, but it as we describe it, it almost doesn't seem to fit the context. Notice what he says in verse 13. He says, but we will not boast of things without our measure. I want you to think of the word measure as if we were in a kitchen together, and I was pulling out a cup measure, and I was going to use that cup measure to measure out a cup of flour or a cup of sugar, if you will. And you take that cup measure and you dip it inside that container and you shake out that which doesn't belong, because you really only want to measure one cup in a one cup measure. But I do remember times trying to do a cup and a half by guessing, and I created a mess. But nonetheless, you take that one cup, you skim off the top, and you're left with that measure. That measure, if you will, or has a capacity that it is intended to hold. Paul says, look, I have a measure, or if you will, a capacity of ministry. He said, God's given me a task, something I'm supposed to do as a preacher. Notice what he says in verse 13. He said, I'm not going to boast about the things that are beyond my capacity of ministry, my measure, if you will. But look at 13 as well. But according to the measure of the rule God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. He reminded the church at Corinth. He said, look, my capacity of ministry included time in Corinth with you. And I want you to know God enabled that. He gave me a capacity of ministry that didn't. Now, I have a capacity of ministry. You have a capacity of ministry. You say, well, I'm not on the pastoral staff. How could I have a capacity of ministry? But God has given all of us a task to accomplish for Himself. And as we look at this text, I want you to realize Paul says, I have a capacity of ministry, and in my cup measure, if you will, it included Corinth. Notice what he says in verse number 14. He says, we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure. Now, the one thing my wife says about me, does this get taped like where she could listen on the internet or anything? So anything I say is safe in this one? Does anybody know my wife here? Good. All right, we're in. You see, what happens is we get in the kitchen and Kim says, I'm a better, you sure no one's going to get this? Whatever I say is gospel, right? Okay, good. Mrs. Heron, I just looked over, is there. Great, she'll tell. All right, never mind. Let me just rein it back. No, seriously. Kim says, I'm a better cook than I am a cleaner. Enough said. And so what I'll do is I will, you know, why use one cup measure when you could use three or four? Why use one pot when you could use seven or eight? Why use one dish when you could use a bunch? And so when I get done, there's usually like this mound of dishes that's left in the wake of John's cooking. And so one of the things that I do is when I say, all right, here, and I've got these favorite cup measures that I got for Christmas from Williams and Sonoma. And I got these things. They got the big handle for my hand. And I use them and I get them. That cup measure is only designed to just do one cup. And as I try to accomplish the stuff that I'm trying to do, I can make a mess of things without trying. And I look at this verse and I realize Paul said, I've got a capacity, verse number 14. I've got a capacity of ministry. I don't want to stretch beyond that. Sometimes I'll use a spoon to do other things. You know, you ever use a knife for a screwdriver? You know, just, hey, there's other people like me here. This is good. But the idea is this, is that you say, I want to try to make things work. Paul said, hey, I've got a task that I've been designed, fitted to do for Christ. I'm not going to try to do things beyond that capacity. And that's what we've got to recognize, is God is uniquely qualified each of us to do something for Him. And it's better when we don't try to say, oh, if I could only sing like Pastor Kevin sings, if I could just sing like that, or if I, in my case, if I could have hair like Pastor Kevin, that would... I told him, he was practicing earlier, I told him, great job singing, you just need to stand up when you sing. But, you know, we look at each other and say, oh, if I had his gift, if I had his ability, if I had his talent, I could. No, it's not about what others have. It's what you've been uniquely qualified to do for Christ. And when I realized, Paul said, I've got a measure. I'm not going to boast about what I can do or what I can't do. I'm not going to concern myself with what others are doing. Each of us have a capacity, a measure of ministry that has been given to us by God. And you say, well, I want so-and-so's. No, you really don't want so-and-so's capacity of ministry. They've got as many hang-ups as you do. You say, well, I wish I was like so-and-so. No, they have issues too. So what we've got to do is focus on that to which we have been called by God to do, and do that. Verse number 15. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors. And the Lord knows that kind of comparison goes on all the time. We can't spend our time saying, well, so-and-so is doing this and so-and-so is... No, we've got to focus on that to which we've been called. He said, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Paul is turning from his own perspective, and he's now including the folks at Corinth. And he's hoping by sharing it in this way, as he's kind of changing his tone in his direction, Paul is saying, look, I have hope. Now, this is unique to me, how he's tying his anticipation to their participation. He said, I have hope when your faith is increased. Now, this is an amazing concept to me, because he's saying, look, if Corinth, if you'll increase your faith, something happens to me. Well, what happens? If you'll allow me to continue to use the same culinary analogy, how about that culinary analogy? That was good. If you'll allow me to use the same culinary analogy, I want you to realize Paul is saying that if you'll trust God more, my cup measure increases and I can do more. He said, I have hope when your faith increases, we'll be enlarged. You say, well, Brother O'Malley, somebody's really enlarged your ministry, haven't they? Not in that regard. I'm not talking about physical enlargement here. I'm talking about the spiritual enlargement. It's the idea of saying, when churches will understand that their capacity to increase, when their faith capacity increases, it affects missionaries all around the world. Their cup measure, if you will, increases. There is a direct correlation between a church that is committed to the world and a missionary who is trying to reach the world. When the faith increases of a church who is committed to the world, then all of a sudden the capacity of ministry is enlarged in that missionary. I was just so blessed because of your kindnesses here. I was able to visit the islands coming out this way where we have people serving. And then I also went to Yap, came this way, got here, spent the night this week, and then went out to Yap for 2 days. And as I was there, I was looking around and I was interacting with our people there, the Zimmer family and Laura Logston, who's there. And I started to look and I realized, there's a direct relationship between what Harvest does and what they can do. I walked around the house where many of you all will be going to help Bob and Polly Whitmore get their house finished. And I looked and I thought, when Harvest Faith increases, the capacity of ministry for the Whitmores will increase. They trade in at Williams and Sonoma, which is this really neat kitchen gadget store to which I like to go. They have these cup measures. They are absolutely excellent. Stainless steel, big handles, the whole thing. I can bigger handle, bigger mess. But anyhow, Kim's not here, and none of you all will tell, right? This is our secret. But they also have another set, and they're the in-between cup measures. So instead of like quarter, half, and one, they've got cup and a half, cup and three quarters, two cup measures. And every time I want a bigger cup measure, I even have one of those Pampered Chef big eight cup ones. I mean, every time I say, now that's the right one. That's the one that I need with which to cook. And so I say, okay, get me the bigger cup measure. Every time you increase your faith here at Harvest, you're giving larger cup measures to the folks in the mission field. Why do we have to be committed to the world? Because they need to do more. We can't get them the next cup measure until we increase our faith. And it's not just Yap, or it's not just Pompeii. It's not just Majuro or Chuuk or Palau or any of the other islands. We're committed to the world. God has placed you in a unique setting. I'm speaking of the island now. From here, you can touch all of Asia. No one else is in this place but you. Why has God done that? Why has He placed you in this place at this time? For what purpose? For you to be committed to the world? For you to touch the world from here? For you to say, God, increase my faith in my household so when I get to church and our church who is committed to serve this year, as we focus on being committed to the world, increase my faith. That's what He told the church at Corinth. He said, if your faith increases, I get a bigger cup measure. And at my house at Christmas time, if I ask for the right cup measure, I get a bigger cup measure. Or I get a bigger pot, or I get a bigger pan. And I'm looking for the larger things to, not to feed myself, feed more people. But the point is this, and if you don't know me, there's lots of food illustrations to come. Lots. But as you increase your faith here at Harvest, your capacity of your missionaries increases exponentially. And that's a critical part of the focus. But there's an attitude word here that I've omitted until this moment. Notice what Paul says. What's the one attitude word in verse 15? You can talk out loud because I'm not going to talk until you talk. Union says, I don't have to. I ask my question and then I wait for you to answer. One attitude word. Or disposition word. Paul said, I have hope. Now, have you ever connected the increase of your faith with the hope of your missionaries? Paul did it for you in the text. And since it's in the Word of God, it's important for us to realize that there is an aspect of our lives where what I do has direct bearing on the hope of somebody else. And so what we have to realize is this, this is not all about us. This is not tuning into All About Me FM. You know, it's not all about what's going on in John's life. It's larger than us. So when I increase my faith here, my missionary's capacity is increased, and the result is his hope is strengthened. Can you imagine when you commit to give, or you commit to go, or you commit to grow in your Christian walk with Christ, and as you get involved in that aspect of ministry and you continue on and you say, oh, what am I all about? You're giving hope to another missionary by increasing your faith. What a concept. But why did Paul share all that? Well, you're going to have to listen faster because everything I've shared has been introduction. And really what I want to preach, I haven't even got to because my handkerchief is covering my outline and I haven't shared anything in my outline. I've only given you the intro. So look at verse number 16. Paul shared all that with them talking about capacity of ministry and increasing their faith and his hope abounding and such. And he said, why? One thing. He said, the reason why I want all this to take place, 16, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. What is the difference between a river and a reservoir? Reservoir simply collects water, has no outlet. A river moves. Somewhere along the way in our churches, we've adopted a philosophy that our churches no longer are gospel rivers, but we've become gospel reservoirs. We collect, we gather, we enlarge our banks, we enjoy everything that we have, we enjoy the beauty, and we enjoy the opportunity, and we enjoy our location, and we enjoy our pastoral staff, and we enjoy our facilities, and we enjoy all of these things, and we say, this is great. But we're not here to be a gospel reservoir. What did Paul say? The gospel got to you, and I want to get it past you. Do you see the river reservoir analogy there? You know, the gospel river came to Guam. I don't know the spiritual heritage of Guam, but it's obvious the gospel got here. The question is it getting out of here? Hey, is this a great church? Yeah. Great staff? Yes. Great church members, great facility, great opportunities. I'm going to tell you, it'd be very easy for me to come here, join this church, and get comfortable. And lose all sort of focus on the rest of the world. It would be easy. Paul said, we didn't get the gospel to Corinth for it to stop at you. The gospel's got to get beyond you. I ask you a question. If we are committed to the world and it's more than just a slogan and it's more than just a motto and it's more than just a neat fit into the theme of the year, but if we are genuinely and passionately committed to the world, the gospel has to get beyond us. I look at these verses and I see three things that the regions beyond us need. Now, if you've been in church any measure of time, you realize, hold it, he's getting ready to head to big point number one. Here we go. So listen fast. Look at verse 16. I think the regions beyond need three things. Number one, the regions beyond need the message. What message, Brother O'Malley? The message of hope. The message of heaven. The message that there's forgiveness. The message that says you don't have to live in darkness. The message that says that God can change what's wrong in your life. The destination that you have is hell, but He will exchange your sin for His righteousness. That message must be preached. Notice what Paul said. The very first thing he said, I want to preach the gospel. I want to deliver the message. The only thing that will change the whole world is the Word of God. And that's what he said, I want to bring. I want to bring the message. There's something precious about the missionary who dismounts from the plane and he walks into a dark village and he opens up the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. He said, the regions beyond need a message. Number two. The regions beyond need a messenger. What good is the message if we just sit on it? What's the point of leaving it here in Guam? If we're committed to the world, it means we're committed to the dissemination of the Word of God, the message of the gospel. The regions beyond us need the message and need messengers. People who will go. He said, to preach the gospel. The only way we get the gospel out there is to send missionaries. You say, well, what if we do this? What if we do that? We can do all these other ancillary things, but the key is we must distribute the gospel by sending out messengers. And then I look at the Word of God, and I realize this. Verse number 16, the regions beyond need a message. The regions beyond need messengers. Look at the last phrase of verse 16. The last words of the first phrase of verse 16. What does it say? To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. The regions beyond need me. Not just me as John O'Malley, but all the me's in this room. Paul was not going to let them off the hook in Corinth. He said, I need you to get the job done. I need you to see that the gospel has to get beyond you. And now I need your participation in getting it out there. I was preaching in just north of Montgomery, Alabama, in the U.S., and speaking for a pastor there. And he asked me and the associate pastor if we would run an errand for him. There was going to be a staff meeting, and he said, Brother O'Malley, would you and Jimmy, the associate, would you run down to Montgomery and pick us up some Krispy Kreme donuts for this meeting? I'm your man. It's my mission. You say, well, Brother O'Malley, what are Krispy Kreme donuts? It's the idea of that verse, once tasted of the heavenly gift. No, they're not like, I know you have Winchell's Donuts here, and that's okay. Really, it's okay. There are other things called Dunkin' Donuts, and that's okay too. But then there's Krispy Kreme Donuts. Light, angelic creatures, manna, never mind. But he said, would you go pick them up? We said, sure, absolutely. We went down to the place, and we went down there, and of course, as Providence would have it, the sovereign God put on at the green sign, the red light was on. Hot, fresh, now. It's perfect timing. We show up. Our mission, get one dozen donuts. Why just do your mission? We went in and it was our turn. And you know, there's that idea where you walk in there and just your mouth starts to water. And I walked in and I said, we need two dozen donuts. And so we got them. We got out in the car, got some milk. Jimmy got coffee, I got milk, and we sat there in the truck, and we're going to drive back to the church just about 10 miles. And between the Krispy Kreme restaurant and the church, we ate one dozen donuts. Now, some of you are closet donut eaters and would dare not even say that you've done similar things. That's okay, I'll come out of the closet and tell you. I did. And so we're driving down the road just woof, woof, woof. Getting them down, and then we get out to the church, and we're sitting in the parking lot. And we look inside, and we can see all the folks in there who are waiting for us to bring these donuts to them. I said, Jimmy, this is good out here. The truck smells so good, the aroma of the donuts. We've got sugar from elbow to shoulder. I mean to tell you, it has just, we have made a mess. Said, Jimmy, this is good out here. We ought to just go ahead and, you know, finish these out. And then we remembered what our task was. Get the donuts, bring them to the people. We had it good. So we got them, got the donuts, decided to go ahead and finish the task. We walked inside the church and Sandra, Jimmy's wife, was there. And she said, oh, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Here, have one, okay? Sure, thanks so much. You know what? Living here in Guam, attending Harvest Baptist Church, it's like sitting at a Krispy Kreme restaurant. You got everything you want. But we've been commanded to take, and I know this is a terrible pun, the sweet gospel of Jesus Christ. But we're so commanded to get the message out of here. It'd be great just to sit around and enjoy everything we have. But we're called upon to be committed to the world. Let's not be a gospel reservoir. Let's be a gospel river. Let's get the gospel beyond us. Oh, do we have it all? Do we have it great here? Can we enjoy the sweet fellowship that we have here? Pun intended. Can we enjoy those things? Absolutely. But the regions beyond need us. He said, Brother O'Malley, I've got a lot of things going on in my life. I can't think about the world. I'm committed just to get to work tomorrow. I don't have time to be committed to the world. Could I remind you of your command from Scripture? We are to evangelize this world. Say, oh, but those aren't my priorities right now. The best suggestion that I can offer to you is that perhaps your priorities are wrong. Not because some preacher said so. It's because the Word of God makes things very clear. It's the Word of God that is used to realign our priorities, not some statement I could make. I tell you, the regions beyond need me. Not just me, all the me's in this room. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for allowing me to be here today at Harvest. Thank you for this church's world reputation for caring about missionaries and caring about the distribution of the gospel. However, God, I pray this day that we will be committed to the task of reaching the world, that we will not be content to rest on any past accomplishment, but may we with renewed fervor commit ourselves to the same world to which you're committed and disseminate the gospel. Father, it's true, the regions beyond need the message. They need messengers, and they need me. Help all the me's in this room to accept their responsibility.
You've been listening to Harvest Echoes and a message titled Taking the Message to the Regions Beyond by missionary John O'Malley. It was originally presented in March of 2006 at Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Harvest Echoes provides you access to a rich archive of sermons and lessons presented at conferences and special meetings at Harvest Baptist Church. Send us a comment or question by visiting our website, hbcguam.net. hbcguam.net. And thank you for listening to Harvest Echoes.